Good evening. We'll call a Plan Commission meeting in order. Ask the clerk read the roll.
Mike Polakoff.
Here.
Michael Serpy.
Here.
Wayne Kessel.
Here.
Deb Skarda.
Here.
Judy Giuliana.
Here.
Bill Stobig.
Here.
John Skalbeck is excused and Brock Williamson is excused.
Quorum present. The minutes of September 9th, what's your pleasure?
Move to approve as written.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the September 9th minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Correspondence, Jean?
I have none this evening that I will discuss at this time. We'll bring it up at the items, when the item's on the agenda.
Citizens' comments. We have two items that are public hearings. You can hold your comments until those items are called. If there's anybody that wishes to speak, all we'd ask that you give your name and address for the record. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? We'll close the citizens' comments. New business, public hearing and consideration of a revised conceptual plan. Jean?
Mr. Chairman, members of the Plan Commission in the audience, this is a request for a revised conceptual plan at the request of Dan Schaap of Bayer Development, LLC. And this is for the development of a 41 single-family lot subdivision to be known as Creekside Terrace. It's to be located on the remaining vacant land located north of the existing Creekside Crossing development, as shown on the slide. Bayer Development, LLC, then, is proposing to plat a 41 single-family lot subdivision. This is the final phase of the Creekside development, and it will be located adjacent to Creekside Circle, west of 62nd Avenue, and extending around to 91st Street. I'd just like to give a little bit of background information, since this project has had a lot of planning over the last several years. With respect to the background, the Creekside Crossing condominium and single-family residential development were initially developed in several phases by Mastercraft Builders from 2005 to 2010. Between the years of 2010 and 2014, portions of the development were sold to other contractors who constructed additional units to complete portions of the project. The original Creekside Crossing development anticipated 24 single-family lots and 34 two-unit condominium buildings and 17 four-unit condo buildings and 19 eight-unit condo buildings. All of the single-family lots have since been developed, and all the condominium units, with the exception of the two 8-unit buildings, have been built within the existing platted condo area. The undeveloped land in the original development proposal would have included 158 additional condo units. Due to the recession, the undeveloped land remained vacant for many years. Creekside PP LLC purchased the undeveloped land. On August 17, 2015, the board conditionally approved a conceptual plan to develop the remaining vacant land north and west of the Creekside subdivision and the Creekside Crossing condominium development adjacent to 89th, 90th, 91st Streets, 90th Place, 62nd Avenue, and Creekside Circle. At that time, it was identified for 64 single-family lots and one two-family lot. The developers, after reevaluation, did not move forward with this single-family, two-family proposal due to the cost for constructing Creekside Circle and the Jerome Creek Bridge crossing and the related public improvements, so it didn't move forward. After significant review and consideration of several development options by the developer and the village with input from the community, a plan was developed for the remaining Creekside vacant properties. This is about 58 acres. And additional vacant properties about 9 acres adjacent to the proposed 91st Street east of Old Green Bay Road. The Village Board, at its March 18, 2019 meeting, amended the Whittier Creek Neighborhood Plan and conditionally approved a conceptual plan, which was referred to as Option 3A, which included 54 single-family lots, a two-family lot, and 7 20-unit multifamily apartment buildings. On May 20, 2019, the Village Board approved the residential development plans for the Vista at Creekside Apartments, 7 20-unit apartment buildings, which are currently under construction at 91st Street and Old Green Bay Road. The primary entrance to the Vista at Creekside development is from Old Green Bay Road at 91st Street. At this entrance, a clubhouse will also be constructed for the apartment development. So that brings us to the revised conceptual plan. At this time, the developer is requesting approval of a revised conceptual plan that includes 41 single-family lots. This is a reduction from the 54 single-family lots and 1 two-family lot that was originally identified. The revised plan shows that all lots will be adjacent to the existing platted roadways of Creekside Circle, 90th Street, and 62nd Avenue. The single-family development will require that the remainder of Creekside Circle and 62nd Avenue will be constructed. Although 62nd Avenue will terminate in a cul-de-sac, which is at the very northeast corner of the site, if wetlands are allowed to be filled, 62nd Avenue could also be extended to the north and east by a subsequent developer. Similar to the previously approved conceptual plan, the single-family lots would be a minimum of 12,500 square feet in area, with an average lot size of 15,000 square feet. As proposed, the average single-family lot size is 17,953 square feet. All lots have a minimum depth of 125 feet and shall not have less than 80 feet of frontage on a public road unless they're located on a cul-de-sac or curve, in which case they can reduce it to 45 feet, provided that they have that 80 foot in width at the building setback line. A majority of the single-family lots are now all adjacent to open space, retention basins, wetlands, or floodplains, or some type of open area. With respect to public infrastructure, site access, and traffic, Creekside Circle and 91st Street have been dedicated by the original developer. Public utilities and roadways will be constructed by the developer to service all of the lots. Public sanitary sewer, water, and storm sewer will be extended to serve the development. Municipal improvements are currently under construction by Bayer Development within 91st Street and a portion of Creekside Circle for the Vista apartment project. The primary access and a haul roadway for the Creekside Terrace infrastructure and house construction will be from Old Green Bay Road at 91st Street. Creekside Circle will be completed, including the bridge and roadway infrastructure that allows access to 93rd Street at 63rd and 66th Avenues within this portion of the development. Temporary no construction access signs will be required to be installed at the Creekside entrances at 93rd Street during construction activities prior to commencing the public improvements. As discussed with the development of the Vista, providing multiple public road connections to and through the development will allow the traffic to be dispersed. Residents living in the Creekside neighborhood will travel the easiest path to get out to go to their destination. The projected traffic volume and movements are anticipated to be similar to what was originally projected by that first Creekside development. Pursuant to the village engineer, the proposed Creekside Terrace development and the total number of units does not warrant a new traffic study. When the nearby vacant land south of 93rd Street at that Dabbs Farm Drive is proposed to be developed, a new traffic study will be warranted. That being said, traffic analysis and design, known as TADDY, on behalf of the petitioner, did complete a TIA for the Main Street Market development at 165 and 31. That's to the south-southwest of this area. This TIA examined Old Green Bay Road running north to Dabbs Farm Drive. As part of that Main Street Market development on the corner of Highway 165 and Old Green Bay Road, the TIA required that a dedicated turn lane would likely be needed at the Dabbs Farm Drive between Old Green Bay Road and Highway 31 in the future. As required by the March 2019 conceptual plan approval, this existing traffic study was used as a basis for the developer's traffic engineer's review, and they verified that the only improvements needed were some XL D-cell lanes on Old Green Bay Road as a result of the 91st Street connection. And this information is all provided in a technical memorandum that's dated April 23, 2019 from TADDY. Earlier this year, it was noted at a public hearing by some Creekside residents that speeding within the development, the existing development, was an issue. It was referred to the police chief for his input. He noted that the association should remind its residents to slow down and abide by the speed limit, that the police could set up digital speed signs in the neighborhood, or occasionally a squad car could be present in the neighborhood. In a letter received on August 12, 2019, from resident Ken Haru, He has requested four-way stop signs at Creekside Circle and 92nd Place and Creekside Circle at 66th Avenue. The request was evaluated by both the police chief and the public works director, and they did not recommend that the addition of any new stop signs in the development, as too many stop signs often created an opportunity for drivers to drive faster, only to stop suddenly, or to only slow down, or to just roll through the stop sign. And I believe they contacted that resident to explain this to them. With respect to sidewalks, in 2016, the Village Board adopted a new ordinance requiring the installation of sidewalks in residential developments. The Village Administrator, along with the staff, have evaluated and prepared a policy on how new sidewalks adjacent to existing development without sidewalks could be installed. The current Village policy is to complete sidewalk loops or neighborhood blocks and minimize dead-ended sidewalks in the mid-block. Similar to the March 2019 conceptual plan, the developer, at his cost, shall install sidewalks as shown on the attached drawing, which is up on the slide. It is recommended that the concrete sidewalks be installed around the interior area of the Creekside Circle right-of-way. This interior connection provides pedestrian access that meets ADA standards to the existing Creekside Park. The sidewalk maintenance and snow removal would then be the responsibility of the abutting lot, outlot, or association owners, depending on the abutting ownership. Pedestrian or roadway access to Ingram Park from Creekside would be established as development occurs east of the Creekside development and along 93rd Street when that roadway is further widened and improved. In addition, as discussed at previous public hearings, the developer will be donating funds to the village to add some park equipment at the Creekside Park. One thing to note is that as the developer gets into the details of the sidewalks, as well as looking at the park equipment, it will require further discussion amongst the village staff and bringing that forward to the Plan Commission and the board. With respect to floodplain boundary adjustment, on October 20th, 2003, Village Board had adopted a resolution 03-42, and this was to approve the floodplain boundary adjustment for Creekside's development. In January of 2005, the original developer of Creekside Crossing obtained the required permits from FEMA to begin that floodplain boundary adjustment work. This grading work to amend the 100-year floodplain, including the installation of an existing bridge on the south side of the development, has been completed, and the remainder of the grading work and a second bridge crossing on the north side of the development, along with construction of the remainder of Creekside Circle, still needs to be completed so that the 100-year floodplain adjustment as-built drawings can be approved by both the Wisconsin DNR and FEMA, and the official 100-year floodplain maps can be amended. Under wetlands, bill permits were obtained by the developer from the Wisconsin DNR and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to fill a small portion of wetlands for the construction of Creekside Circle and 91st Street as shown in the slide. It's the area shown in green. The remainder of the wetlands will remain unchanged. A portion of Wetland 5 is located within a future right-of-way that will be dedicated but not constructed at this time. In the future, the adjacent land is proposed for development to the north and east. Those developers will be required to obtain any future fill permits from the DNR or the Corps and extend public improvements. And again, that's Wetland Area 5 is in the very northeast corner of the development property. With respect to the zoning map amendments will be required for the Creekside Terrace development and will be considered with the final plat approval. First, the wetlands that will remain will be rezoned into the C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District. Lots 1 through 41 will be rezoned into the R4.5 Urban Single Family Residential District. The outlots will be placed into the PR1 Park and Recreational District. And finally, the 100-year floodplain will remain unchanged in the FPO Floodplain Overlay District until such time as the floodplain boundary adjustment is completed, as-built plans are submitted, and the LOMER F is approved by FEMA. And then finally, with respect to the comprehensive plan land use plan map would also need to be amended to reflect the noted zoning changes to ensure that the land use plan and the zoning map are consistent. With that, this is a public hearing, and there are representatives from the developer, SR Mills and Dan to make a further presentation and answer any questions you may have.
This is a matter for public hearing. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody? Yeah, any way you want, SR. Ken, you're next.
SR Mills, 4011 80th Street with Bear Development. Happy to answer any questions you might have. Again, I've been up here often in regard to this, so happy to proceed at the Plan Commission's discretion.
Okay. Hang on. Go ahead, Wayne.
SR, are you going to develop the lots, or are you going to put them up for sale?
We'll probably build as many as we can. Arbor Ridge, I think, is a good example. I think we've, out of the 44 there, we've built 30 of them.
Okay.
So a good portion of them, but probably not all.
All right. Okay.
Ken, you're next.
Hello, everybody. Ken, how are you? 9249 64th Court, Pleasant Prairie. Unit 162. I live in one of the condos in Creekside. Just want to say thanks. This has been a long process, but everybody's been very fair to us and the developer and to the community. First of all, thanks a lot for the park equipment. It's great to have. Second issue is a sidewalk. There's one concern. There's 31 trees planted on Creekside Crossing and with a park, total of 31 trees, and there's almost right where the sidewalk needs to go. So we're going to have to look at how we do this. These trees are about 12 or 13 years old now and just maturing and looking good. So just to throw that out there that we're looking at it. One other issue that isn't for the developer necessarily, but the whole plan, if you look at north where there are two units going to be, we were told that Ingram Park is now going to serve Creekside, so a second community park was never added to the plan. There's going to be a total of 300 units now in the Creekside area, and the way to get to Ingram Park is on 93rd Street, which is very dangerous. So at one point in one of these plans, there showed a little bit of a path and way on the north side leading over to Ingram Park that would maybe merge with the path that's coming from 89th Street the other way, so the residents could actually get to the park that's supposed to be serving them. So I didn't hear that mentioned tonight. And finally, the stop signs. That's cool that we don't put them in right now. But one of them is there's a playground that people are speeding by. All the units now on Creekside aren't in the same HOA. So even if I talk to my HOA, that doesn't cover everybody. And maybe we could put some kind of playground sign up or something like that. The other one at 66th Ave in Creekside Circle, a lot of the apartments will filter through Creekside and out to 93rd, especially when the downtown's developed. So as this is developed, maybe we can take a look at that again later and see how that's all going. So, but thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Anybody else wishing to speak? Anybody else? We'll close the public hearing and open up to comments and questions from the commission. Mike?
I have one. I'll keep it quick. If with respect to the trail that Ken was talking to, I think that I just know that's an environmental minefield over there as far as trying to get something in there that's covered and paved. But that being said, there's going to be some level of funds that are going to be provided by the developer. As part of this, I'd really like to have the village administrator look at taking some of those funds and using it to leverage for a safe access to public schools to get an access constructed to Ingram Park and using some of that as seed money and also getting some grant money. Because once you get to Ingram, then you can get to 89th, and 89th takes you to 54th, and you're right in the back door at Whittier. So it'd be another source of revenue to get that addressed. But I do think that would probably end up coming through at I can't see the street. It'd be the next one south, and then finding a way to acquire some easements or some access points across the property. So that might be the one way to skin the cat and help everybody along the way with some state money along with a developer's contribution.
Any other comments? To Gene or SR, to whoever, the trees that are that possibly will be taken down when the sidewalks go in, have you evaluated that yet, SR?
No, not in detail. There are some survey work will need to be done to figure out exactly what that looks like. And it's very tight, so you know we're not entirely sure. We need to talk to staff and better understand what the direction is again from that.
But any that are taken down will have to be replaced?
Yeah, I mean, I would assume, but hopefully we don't have to take any down. I don't know, again, how this is kind of uncharted territory with what we're doing here. And, you know, we've committed to doing the sidewalk.
In the event that they're taken down and have to be replaced, at whose expense does that come on?
Again, uncharted territory. I'm not entirely sure. I don't think it should strictly fall on us because we're doing this. But
can we vote on that?
How about we just have a big party and open a sidewalk in?
Okay.
I think if it's in the park area, there's nothing that says the sidewalk couldn't go into the park on the other side of the trees. It's just open land.
Well, I'm talking about the sidewalks around the Creekside Circle.
Right.
If it went on to the interior, you're saying? And I think that would likely require an easement, I would assume. Is it all within the right-of-way?
It's all public, so... But, you know, the other issue is where you're going along homes. You know, that might be, we'd have to take a look at that. But as far as the park area, it could be nice to have the sidewalk, you know, on the other side of the trees inside the park area.
Yeah, and I'm not sure, maybe I'm not tracking on which, Mike, would you mind pointing to where?
You know, on the way down to the Creekside Park?
Yep.
Yeah, that sidewalk, there's trees. Trees along there.
So in there, it could certainly meander it through. I see. Yeah. Yeah, and I guess I was thinking, essentially, when you come in, when you hook a left, how exactly we're going to string it there in front of the units. And
okay.
I don't have a good answer for that.
Okay, we can work on it. Yeah. Okay. Any other comments or questions?
One more question. Just for the record, I think staff is obviously supportive of the sidewalk going in. So, you know, whatever we can do, whatever the commission wants, if we can meander that sidewalk, it's important for a safety aspect to get that sidewalk in to serve the park and the residents.
Okay. All right. Any other comments or questions? What's your pleasure?
I'd recommend that we recommend approval of the conceptual plan that's been submitted by the developer and revised conceptual plan for the development of 41 single-family lots. Incorporate the comments we're in tonight.
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the revised conceptual plan. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those ayes have it. Thank you.
And also, SR, thank you and your staff for working with everyone to get this done.
No, thank you, guys. Appreciate everything.
It was a good win-win for everybody.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Item B is a public hearing and consideration of a master conceptual plan. Gene? Aaron?
The petitioner is requesting approval of a master conceptual plan for the construction of a 4,000 square foot paint store and associated site improvements on a vacant 1.27 acre property generally located between 76th Street, Prairie Ridge Boulevard, east of 91st Avenue in the village of Pleasant Prairie. Kevin Vernick is the developer of this corporate Sherwin-Williams store. The Sherwin-Williams company is a Fortune 500 company in the general building materials industry. The company, with its headquarters in Cleveland, Ohio, primarily engages in the manufacturing, distribution, and sales of paints, coatings, and related products to the professional, industrial, commercial, and retail customers, primarily in North South America, and European markets. The proposed master conceptual plan is a revision to the previous master conceptual plan approved by the village in September of 2013. This property is zoned B2 Community Business District and is subject to the Prairie Ridge Commercial Development's Planned Unit Development, or PUD, restrictions. The Pleasant Prairie Sherwin-Williams store is intended to sell Sherwin-Williams branded architectural paints, coatings, industrial, and marine products. The original equipment and manufacturing product finishes and similar items to provide contractor support, sprayer maintenance, and repair, and RRP certification sessions and supplies. The store hours open to the public will be Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. A low traffic impact on the daily automobile trips is anticipated, with one weekly truck trip to and from the site is anticipated during business hours. A total of 24 parking spaces, including one handicap accessible space, these will be provided with the site, as well as cross access to both the BMO Harris site to the north, as well as to the currently vacant property to the south. The store is projected to be under construction in February of 2020 and completed and operational in June of 2020. This is a brand new store to the Pleasant Prairie market, and this is not a relocation. Any development plan considered by the village is evaluated on the village's comprehensive plan's goals, objectives, recommendations, and policies. The comprehensive plan includes many aspects, in particular the land use plan and map. Neighborhood plans are the first plans that need to be examined. The master conceptual plan complies with the land use plan map, which sets forth a plan that indicates the intended use designations for how land could be developed. This property and the adjacent property to the south are to be developed as community commercial in conformance with the Prairie Ridge Planned Unit Development PUD, subject to the removal and or accommodations of the pocket wetlands currently on the site. Any wetland exemptions or fill permits are to be obtained by the Wisconsin DNR and U.S. Army Corps of Engineer prior to any mass grading on the site. At this time, Kevin Vernick, the lead developer on this site, is in the audience, and if he would like to make a few words, he can definitely do that now.
Name and address for the record. Name and address for the record.
Hi, my name is Kevin Vernick, 350 West Hubbard, Chicago, Illinois, Suite 250. Thanks for having me here today. Sherwin-Williams is looking forward to having another store in the greater area, and they're really excited about it and working with staff, and I believe we're going to have a very successful store here in the near future.
Thank you. We'll call on you if we have any questions when we open a public hearing. Aaron, is that it? We're ready. This is a matter for public hearing. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? We'll close the public hearing and open up to comments and questions from the commission. Now that you sat down, I'm going to take it that the employment that's needed will be hired from the area, all new?
Yeah, it'll be local contractors that will be developing.
So no transplants, nobody coming up from another area?
My GC, it comes from a different area, but okay. He hires all local people.
Okay.
Is there going to be any changes in existing Sherwin-Williams stores in the area? I mean, will this be relocation of a
No, this
store?
Is a new store.
Addition, okay.
This
is going
to be Pleasant Prairie's new store.
Okay.
I have one question. Deb. Will you be eliminating any paints or any chemicals or anything? Or just selling? I mean, it's not like you're going to be taking paint in and needing to dispose of any used.
This is a traditional paint store where you and I come pick up a bucket of paint, tape, rollers, okay. Paint brushes, general contractors come and pick up some gallons to go to their site.
Okay. Yeah. It's all sales then. Okay. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? What's your pleasure? Thank you.
Thank you.
I would like to move to
Recommend that the Plan Commission send a favorable recommendation to the Village Board to conditionally approve the master conceptual plan, subject to the comments and conditions of the Village staff report.
Second. Motion made and seconded for approval of the master conceptual plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you. Looking forward to this. Thank you. Item C, consider the request of Tom Peterson for approval of a lot line adjustment. Aaron, main man tonight.
The owners of the properties located at 4063 91st Avenue, owned by Thomas Peterson, and the property located at 9118 39th Avenue, owned by Carol Hovey, are proposing to adjust their lot lines. Specifically, 9,894 square feet of land directly south of Tom Peterson's property off of 91st Street from the current property owned by Carol Hovey, which is off of 39th. This section would essentially would be detached from the 39th Avenue property and then added to the 91st Avenue property. Both properties are currently zoned R4 urban single-family residential, and the lot line would comply with the requirements set forth in the Village Zoning Ordinance and Land Division and Development Control Ordinance.
Tom, anything to add?
No.
Okay. Comments or questions from the commission?
No.
What's your pleasure?
I move to approve the lot line adjustment subject to the comments.
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded for approval. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All the ayes have it. Thank you. Thanks, Tom. Item D, Plan Commission Resolution 1914. Peggy.
Good evening. This is Plan Commission 1914 to initiate a zoning text amendment. The village staff is initiating this amendment to the 118th Avenue State Trunk Highway 50 Plan Unit Development PUD Ordinance. This is for the Walgreens. La Quinta is there right now, and there's a vacant space where it used to be Big Boy, I believe, was there. This is to correct a section of the ordinance related to open space to comply with the open space calculations that was shown on the final approved plans in Exhibit B of said ordinance. It came to our attention that the text and the attached maps were not consistent. They built according to the attached maps, so we are going to just correct the text so that there is no confusion. Again, this ordinance was done in, I believe, 2003, so we are looking to correct that. We will bring forth a public hearing to discuss the specific changes at a future meeting for your consideration.
Coming forward in the next couple meetings?
Probably in November, yes. Okay. We have to do a notice.
Okay. Comments or questions?
I move we approve Resolution 1914 as presented.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of Resolution 1914. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, ayes have it. Packers start in 45 minutes. What's your pleasure?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it.